Warning. The following podcast may contain podcast ninjas. Ninja discretion is advised. This would be episode number 3. The time coordinates for such said episode? It's 9:06 in the a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, September 27th, 2005. Ninja Night School is a proud member of the Podcast Incubator family. And the hidden dojo of knowledge that is Ninja Night School, why, we can be found down at the Podcast Incubator located on the World Wide Web at www.podcastincubator.com. If you wish to contact the hidden dojo of knowledge that is Ninja Night School, you may do so through email at nnsradio@walla.com. Thank you once again to Droops for the kind bandwidth and hosting Ninja Night School. On today's episode, number 3, we're going to rant and talk about peer-to-peer file sharing. Now, I know as soon as I said that, everybody just cringed and went, "Well, god damn it, Low Mist." But what do we expect from A, a redneck bumpkin, and B, someone who calls his show Ninja Night School? But, okay, you're not wrong. But at the same time, I'd like to talk about some different aspects of the file sharing. And, like, we all know reasons of why it's good, reasons of why it's bad. You know, mainly it's bad because, $10,000 fines. shit like that. I mean, a lot of reasons why it's really good is say, maybe country redneck bumpkins that may be poor and not maybe able to afford stuff, but if they're smart enough to figure out how to operate a box of electronics and connect with the outside world and download information and learn, I don't know, you're really gonna have to work with me to convince me that's wrong. And I am very fond of the Star Trek argument. We get down to the digital way of things, and we're talking real close to like Star Trek replicators. Like Jean-Luc Picard, he'd walk up to the thing, T. Earl Grey, you know, whatever the fuck he said, you know. So say we had replicators that would just, we walked up to this little box and said, hey box, make me a cheeseburger, and the little box went ba-ding, and just made a cheeseburger out of thin air, then would it be wrong for people just to make boxes and get cheeseburgers and eat for free? Or should we have some industry come in and charge for the regulation of cheeseburgers? I don't know. I'm going to drop it. This is a rant that everybody's heard. We're taking it easy today. We got the blues going in the background, so everyone knows the RIAA Suxors are Soxors to the Maxors.
Right.
But one thing I'd like to talk about is a positive aspect of peer-to-peer file sharing. And one such device, engine, program, application of peer-to-peer file sharing is something called FurtherNet. And FurtherNet is, I love it. It is the gem of real music. And I'm going to get into that. And this is why. First off, all of us out there in Ninja Land, let's go ahead and, if you're around a computer, bring up your browsers and let's go to www.furthernet.org. That's right. Now, what FurtherNet is it's an application that is supported by bands who have what's called an open taping policy. And basically, what that means is there are certain bands, performers, artists, etc. out there in the music world who say, okay, you can come to my show, my live concerts, and you can bring your taping equipment, say, a set of T microphones, you know, maybe your mini disc recorder, what? I've seen dudes do it with iPods. I've seen awesome DAT decks. I've seen all kinds of ways of taping live shows. But basically the main rule of thumb, as long as you don't charge for any of the bootlegs, which is just an insane taboo, I don't think anybody could get away with charging them, then it's all good. And there ain't a damn thing wrong with it. So we have FurtherNet as an application. It's written in Java that is supported by people who love music and is about the distribution, the free distribution of live, excellent music. If you're at all interested at this point, which I pray to God you are, and hopefully drooling at the mouth, you can see an entire list of the bands that are available on the FurtherNet application. And you can see this list at www.furthernet.org /fanlist. And I will have links up in the show notes. I will have show notes up. I promise. I've got ninjas that will kill me if I don't. So, but there is just the way FurtherNet works. First off, it's an application. It's written in Java, and it works a little different from your normal peer-to-peer applications, say like LimeWire, Kazaa, Napster. The search field is more of a bring down boxes. You don't search for whatever. They have a list of the bands, and so you go through that little drop down box. You pick which bands you want to search for, and you search the Further Network for live shows available at the moment from those bands. And it's an awesome and excellent way of distributing good live shows. So if you're a fan of music, like everybody should be, well, I don't know if that's opinion there. I'm not saying everybody has to like music. Jeez. Anyway, totally, please go check this out. Download the application. Mess around with it. See if you can find any bands on there that you like. I mean, we are talking we crossed the spectrum. I mean, there's AC/DC, Grateful Dead. Bob Marley, you would be surprised some of the bands that are on here. And a lot of the bands that you get on here, you may have never heard of, but I have a whole lot of fun just going through and randomly picking bands, man, downloading a set. It's got decent speed. I usually don't have to wait any longer than a day to get a whole show, and we're talking a show is usually about 2.5 hours, or about 2 CDs, at least. One thing with the Further community, the documentation for the files, the shows that you are downloading is exquisite and fantastic. And let me stress, fantastic! I mean, these people, when you look at the show notes for whatever show you're downloading, you know what kind of microphones dude used to record the show, to what kind of taping unit he used, to when he came home, what application, what program he used on his computer to convert it, capture it, and what codecs it was used to convert in. And I love this. These people are audio Nazis. There is quite a bit of MP3 up there, but for the most part, MP3 is kind of frowned upon because it's a lossless codec. A lot of people are big fans of the Shorten, which is the .shn format, or the FLAC format, which are lossless formats. I think I said that right. Forgive me, it's early in the morning, and I've been up all night, but I don't know, I have these days. insomnia. Yay! Once again, I digress. If you enjoy music, please check out FurtherNet.org. There is fantastic documentation on everything from the basics to getting started, the different codecs, formats, different audio players. There's everything is available for free, downloadable on the internet, open source. There are links to other great sites such as sugarmegs.org and etree.org, all dedicated to the preservation and just the spreading of great music. So, just music in general. One man's trash is another man's treasure. We all know that. We all don't like the same thing. But music is music. And good music is good music. So, with that said, I'd like to give shouts out to EndUser, who does A Night Drive Through Babylon. If you're unfamiliar with it, you can catch it on the DDP Hack Radio stream. It comes on Sunday nights. Go to the www.benrev.com and check out the radio portion of their website, or A Night Drive Through Babylon is a nice selection of music. It's not normally what I would listen to, but I have to say I enjoy each podcast that I get. It's about 2 hours long, and I'll sit and listen to everyone straight through. It's great driving music. It's good thinking music. Anyway, I digress. With that, I'm going to ask my ninja helpers to queue up some project music, and we're going to go to the next part of the show. So, ninja helpers, little project music, if you please.
Ain't nothing good unless you play with it. And all that is good is nasty. Let me get you there.
And welcome to the project portions of the show. Well, this week, I've been doing a little work on the cyclotron video from when I went to the particle accelerator, which I talked about in the past two episodes. There are pictures of it up on the website if you'd like to go check it out. Also, basically, I spent pretty much from the time I recorded the last show till like yesterday preparing for my, like, one of my best friend's wedding, and then being in the wedding and going to the bachelor party and then the reception, and large amounts of alcoholic beverages. I mean, okay, all my little ninjites out there in Ninja Land, like, I consume more alcohol than I ever have in my entire life. Yes. It was amazing. It was a really good time. There was... I didn't puke. High five. Woo! But, I was also, at the same time, very afraid I might be that one guy. You know what I'm talking about. And no matter what party, there's always that one guy. But, luckily, my ex-old lady was there, and she took that. So she took the heat off me, and, yeah, I gotta laugh. But don't get me wrong, we're on good terms and all that, but I was just still kind of glad, you know, wasn't me. But, anyway, I've also been working on, I've been taking a bunch of spare components that I've had laying around the room. I've been piecing together a nice little computer for my friends as a wedding gift. And just something simple. I had an extra DVD reader drive laying around. I had a CD burner. I had a motherboard with a Celeron, 1 gigahertz. Threw in like 256 RAM. Shoot the little suckers ready to go now. I think I had a little dinky 20 gig hard drive we threw in. I'm going to get that down to them and until I can. I want to build them a myth box. But until I have the money to buy a couple decent sized hard drives and a nice tuner card, it really won't be happening. But when it does happen, Well, believe me, there will be cool pictures up on the website about it, and you'll get to hear me bumble and stumble and ramble on about it. Woo! Ninja Knight's cool. But also, been trying to save a little money for Freaknik. We hollered a lot about Freaknik on the last show. I'm going to spare y'all. So, yeah, it's okay. I'm not going to holler. Woo! Okay, that's it, though. No more hollering. So, yeah, it's probably going to be a while before I get into any really cool projects with the money-wise, because we're really saving. But, also, on the side note, I did order a cool little gadget here, and it should be coming, hopefully it'll be here before Freaknik. But, and the gadget I'm referring to is the P5 Data Glove. I invite you do a web search. You can just type in P5 glove and it will bring up plenty of sites about it. I've seen it listed online anywhere from $60 and up. I stumbled across a site where I got it after shipping and handling and everything for a little under $20. So I couldn't resist and I went ahead and bought it. But I'm jumping ahead of myself. What is this P5 Data Glove? Well, if you're a... Remember back in the day when the first Nintendo Entertainment System, the 8-bit system, when it existed, one of the many peripherals that came out for it was the Nintendo Power Glove. And as awesome as an idea it may have been, it just didn't quite transition out right. But anyway, the company that had manufactured the original Nintendo Power Glove is the company responsible for making the P5 Data Glove. It's got a neat look to it. It's totally not like the Power Glove at all. You know, if this is something that kind of interests you, check it out. It's it is wireless. Or in a wire strip, it's got a little sensor that you set up behind your monitor, and it, you can use it as a mouse, or it's got a mode that's supposed to work with video games, where you could use it like your joystick, or if you're in a first-person shooter, and you hold your hand up, and it the sensor responds to where your hand is, and your hand motion, so, but it seems to me like after a while your hand would get tired, but... Trust me, we're gonna find out, y'all. But as I was doing some more just web crawling on information about the P5 Data Glove, I also came across quite a few other interesting sites where people were doing just lots of neat thing with this odd glove. One such people, they're the Simulus group, and what they're doing is they're developing like a MIDI interface, so that as they're using the glove to make sound. So I was just kind of browsing through a little bit of it, but it looks really neat. I'll put some links up to their site in the show notes. Check it out. Also found there was a robot group who are working on, you know, kind of remote control robot hands, you know, with using the glove. I thought that was really neat. So you could be at one computer with your P5 glove, and then through an internet connection, you could use a remote robot arm and control it with the P5 glove moving. It looks really neat. But, yeah, so with all that in mind, I just couldn't resist. $20, I'm there. So, there's even some Google groups. There's quite a few discussion groups around about it. It does seem kind of obscure. But, if you dig, it's out there. So, I will put up some links in the show notes to some of the different websites that I found about the P5 Glove. If you're interested, check it out. I'm not at all mentioning where I bought mine from. But if you're really interested and you just can't find the place I found, send an email and I'll tell you where I got it. But, and this is all no way an endorsement or whatnot for the product. To quote Black Ratchet, mileage will vary, yada yada, use at your own risk. Ninja Knight School supports no products. Okay. And with that said, that pretty much wraps up the projects portion of the show. We got a little couple things in there. If I can get my shit together and I have enough financial funds to make it to Freaknik, I'm hoping to maybe have some cool little toys to bring down to Freaknik with me, as far as like maybe with the P5 glove and seeing what different programs and stuff out there, what you can do with it. And got a couple other little things if I have the free time and get them done in time. So if I keep on going with this crazy insomnia little stretch here, I may have more time to know what to do with. But regardless of my sleeping patterns, we are done with the project portion of the show. And we'll move on to the feedback portion of the show. And alas, there is no feedback for the third episode of the show. And there is no hard feelings. We want to thank everybody for listening. If there's anybody that's still listening after that last show where I bumbled around for a long time. And I don't know if this show is much better. But regardless, I'm going to continue to put it out. Like I said, for as long as Droops will host it, I'm going to expect many, many shows. And if the insomnia continues, you're going to get a bunch more shows. Maybe several shows a week. And I promise they'll be a little more put together than this show. This was just kind of... I'm starting to get tired now that I've got halfway into everything. So this is ironic. But I'm going to go ahead and continue and put this out. So, no feedback. Thanks to everybody listening. Shouts to Droops. www.infonomicon.org. Go check out his site. Check out Black Ratchet's site, yapl.org, yapl.org. It's a cool site about payphones. If you like payphones, if you don't like payphones, if you think payphones are weird, you want to see some weird shit about payphones, however you look at it, go check out his website. Nice guy. And with that, I'm going to dig up some closing music. I'm going to throw on some Keller Williams. And thanks again for listening. Until next time, be seeing you. Yeah.
two-way door. Dog.